Welcome everybody back to another episode of Two Fat Guys in a Dream, a whole another season of Two Fat Guys in a Dream. I'm your host of the most Truman Steam Machine Steen. As always, I'm joined here by my father, Scott Steen. Scott, how are you doing?
Doing well, Truman. It's a this is usually one of my favorite weeks of the year from a sports betting standpoint. And watching sports in general. Had a kind of a bad start to it. We'll talk about that here in a minute. I'm doing good. Enjoying watching basketball. Enjoying texting back and forth with you as we sweat our unders. You and I both have like really fast math brains, and we calculate points per minute. I tend to work them also in 4 minute and 5 minute and 10 minute groups as well. And figuring out how many points we need, and it's a lot of fun. It's one of those things where you're doing your division and you're doing your math, and when am I ever going to use this? Well,
right now, that's sports betting.
Gonna use it. That's exactly right. So is that would that even be like sort of algebra, right? Because you're filling in,
right? Because you're saying okay,
for X as far as what's left out, what you need, and so right. Yeah,
it's, okay, I've got nine left. I can 3 minutes to go. Okay, X equals right. Three. I score 3 points a minute. Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I was explaining that. I explained that to some of my coworkers last night. We were talking about this where I told you I was like, anytime you or mom text me and say, "Hey, do you have time for a call?" Like I'm so worried something terrible's happened. All this stuff. So I get home from.
I can tell you. I can hopefully assuage some of those fears.
Yeah.
If there is bad news, I will call you.
Yeah.
I will not ask if I can call you. I will call you.
Well, like, we don't need to get it. You can ask mom about it, but mom's done that before. Well, she knew I was like with friends and then was like, "Hey, you got a second?" Like, yeah, cause I was at college. She's like, "Can you step out?" And I was like, "Yeah, okay." But so I always get worried. And then, so last night I get home, I get back from bowling. You text me, "Hey, you got time for a call?" And I answer. I'm like, "Oh my God. Okay." So I take the call and it's, "Hey, did you get that nugget I sent you about that sports betting? Man, it hit tonight. You should take a look at it for tomorrow."
I'll tell you what, it went 4-0 so far today, full game.
Full game. Yeah. Of course I took the halves. I took only halves.
You and I both played first half. Cause that means okay. For the 8 people that are going to hear this show, if you're a sports bettor, we're going to funnel it down even more. So our content is not really aimed at everybody. So everybody that listens to this, but we're going to do the best to funnel it down to like one person. All right.
Yeah. Right.
Here it is. There's a theory on Reddit where all the good theories come from. Of course, it has to do with the type of ball they're using. They are using a, what are they using?
It's the Wilson Evo, right?
Evo.
The Evolution.
So, apparently, there's 4 different kinds of balls that they use. I've seen a Spalding, I've seen a Nike, and I've seen the Rock for 3 teams in the Northeast.
Uh-huh.
So the theory is because you get used to a certain type of basketball, and that's true. Having played a couple years in the NBA, as I did, I know that it makes a difference as far as the touch of the ball and getting used to a certain kind of ball. So the theory is when you're exposed to a new ball for the first time in the tournament, you don't shoot as well. Scores will be lower. So the first half theory is you're going to struggle with it more early. You'll gradually get used to it. So full game, first half is the play. Now, to go down the rabbit hole any further, apparently Vegas is aware of this. And they have adjusted the first half lines accordingly in most of these games and taken them far below where they should be, some like 5-6% where they should be. And that's your edge right there. So
right.
I tried to play into the teeth of that. If they'd had normal numbers, we'd have been fine. Both of them went full game under, no problem. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it goes. You're sweating out right now as we record on Thursday night. This is St. Peter's, Tennessee, first half under. That looks, it's going to be close.
Yes.
It really reminds me, it's so much like the game this morning where we're hanging in there, we're right on track, but any kind of a spurt and we're toast. And that's exactly what happened this morning. We'll see what happens.
And I want to narrow this down even further. Anybody who's listening to the show before 11 a.m. on Friday, which is the day we release this because we're recording Thursday night, on Friday morning, any of you who's listening, if you guys want to place any of these bets, Western Kentucky versus Marquette, like the under, New Mexico versus Clemson, like the under, Duke versus Vermont, Longwood versus Houston, and TCU versus Utah, like the under in all those. If anybody who's listening to the show right now and you're saying, oh my God, I haven't got my bets in for today. There you go. There's five right there for you. So
five, and I can tell you what time all those games start. The Marquette game is early. It's a noon start. Clemson is 1:10. Florida Colorado is 2:30, and the other two are night games, 5:10 and 7:55.
There you go. So you might have a little time there for you. So just we wanted to share that with you. Okay, so there's your sports betting nugget. Let's get into the weight loss of the show about two fat guys in a dream. Scott, welcome to season two. We're in our second year now, officially season two. We'll do the personal health check-in. We're going to talk about kind of what we looked at throughout the whole season. And then
thanks. I want to say something real quick because I know there's people out there right now. We're like, I don't have the timer running, but we're probably like 8 minutes in. Mm-hmm. And there's people out there going, how are they 8 minutes in already and they haven't talked about anything? And like, well, the young one made the mistake of asking the old one how he's doing. So 8 minutes later, we're ready to talk about weight loss. So
made a freaking and one. It's fine. It's over. Don't worry about it. It's over.
Finish your preamble. You're absolutely right. Season two, a new electric boogaloo. We're a new dedication. And a new stick-to-itiveness. That's how that goes. Maybe not the greatest intro for this week, but
yeah. All right, let's talk about our last week ended up. So, or I guess our first season ended up at that point. I ended up, Scott. I had 2 weeks back to back that were not ideal. I went to Oklahoma City for business out of town. The season finale, I weighed in at 253. I went out of town for work to Oklahoma City where I got kind of schmoozed and wined and dined a bit. And I had to drive 4.5 hours and two separate days. So that didn't work out well for me, which then got parlayed into having a bachelor party. I just want to turn down my microphone just a bit, which then parlayed into having a bachelor party this last weekend, which then I had to get ready for a big meeting that was in St. Louis on Wednesday. So then I had to go to bed early on Tuesday, not get to work out on Wednesday, then drive 4.5 hours on Wednesday and drive 4.5 hours back on Wednesday, or 4 hours to and 4 hours back. And, you know, all that doesn't really lend itself to great weight loss. So I'm starting the season, I'm setting the bar real low for myself. I'm starting it at 257. 4 pounds from the last 2 weeks. Anytime we have a break from the show, I just, you know, it's one of those where, you know, it's the reason we keep doing this show. And there's the fuck. All right, okay, I can turn off the game. All right, I lost my first half under. It's fine. But anytime we're doing the show, we're more accountable. We hold ourselves more accountable because we're checking in and we don't want to, you know, there is some amount of, I don't want to let down people. I don't want to let you down. I want, you know, so you focus a lot more. And when we have these off weeks, I know I don't do as well. So 257 right for me, minus four. So that means that I'm starting this show. It means that basically from the entire first season, from the start of first season to the start of now, 24.5 pounds, just under 25 pounds. You know, again, not a bad year. And on the bright side, we're keeping it off. I didn't lose 30 pounds and balloon up 25 pounds. Like a lot, you know, it's, I think it would be very difficult for, you know, I don't think it's impossible. I can see the road that I could go down for it to happen, but I feel like I'm safely away from that 280 range that I was in, almost up to 290 when we first started the show, but I'm ready to get it back down to 240 by summertime here and hopefully end up in a better spot than, you know, maybe even more than 25 pounds in this season too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's an admirable goal right there, to beat last season's results.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, the goal for this show is to end it, right? We'd love to only have two seasons with you guys. We really only want to have one season. You know, we gotta come here and record every week. You think I don't want to do something else with my third? I want to watch college basketball right now. But I got to get the job done.
We haven't grown our audience that much yet. Mm-hmm. So that's why I kind of wanted to stall out.
Season
two vibes going.
It's the clout. Yeah, we want you guys to say, no, guys, don't go. No, please, don't go. Instead of saying, oh, I think they quit. I didn't heard anything. They hadn't posted an episode in 2 weeks. I wonder what they're up to.
ABCC, Truman, always be clout chasing.
That's right. That's right. Until we become the full influencer family. Sora's already killing it over there on TikTok somewhat. So now we just, yeah. And yeah, I mean, you're pretty good on the YouTubes and whatnot. So what am I doing? I'm the failure of the family now. I don't know what happened.
It's Welcome to the Black Sheep Podcast, everybody.
yes. Scott, let's talk about your full season of weight loss. Scott, you weighed in at 308.8. You did go up a little bit from your end of the season, but only 0.2 pounds. You only went up 0.2. I think you had a better week last week, right? When because we had talked about recording and it just didn't work out with how things kind of shook out, and
you had company in, and yeah. It didn't work out all that well. So sorry, buddy. I'm always still working here.
No, it's fine. But and so you had, I want to say you at one point you had sent me like a 306, and then, but I might be just, well, I don't, well, I thought maybe at one of those you had had maybe you'd gone down and then gone up in these weeks off that we had had. But
2 weeks ago, I was 307.1.
Okay.
So now I'm 308.8 and 1.7 up in 2 weeks. I felt bad.
There it is.
Till I heard your results. So
I'm always here to make you feel better. Don't worry.
I feel better now.
Yeah, guess what? We've had 3 weeks off then?
No, two.
Just two? Just 2 weeks? Okay.
I believe that is correct.
Yeah. We've missed two shows. I guess that's how I don't, you know. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Right. So you are right. The I guess that was on the 29th of February, mm-hmm. I was 306.6. So we officially wrapped it up on the 7th of March. That was our last show of the first season, right?
No, I think our last show of the first season was on February 28th. And then we were going to record on the 7th, but it didn't work out. And then we were kind of too busy through the weekend. And then I had
the
bachelor party. Okay. Yeah, so we missed two episodes, right. And then we're... Now we're
It's been 3 weeks since we talked to you guys. Okay, so yeah. All right, so then I've lost 0.2 pounds or gained 0.2 pounds. Okay, I'll take that. And I alluded to it earlier. I don't care about this results this time. We lost a dog on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We had to put our dog down. And it was devastating for both of us. And we kind of... We kind of ate our feelings. We kind of used some restaurant therapy. Mm-hmm. Mom and I had some times. We did Red Lobster. We did a breakfast. So
I mean, you don't want to cook. You don't want to cook when something like that happens.
No, that was the main thing. And neither one of us, we'd walk in the kitchen, and neither one of us felt like. And mom was kind of like staying busy, to keep her mind off of things. And one of the things she did was do this massive, super cleanup job in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the last thing you want to do is like just go and start rattling and dirtying up pots and pans. Or like, yeah, let's go to dinner. So, it's sodas and biscuits and, you know, all that shit. So,
yeah.
But, you know, I'm back. I'm ready. You know, it's been a few days. It's, you know, something that, you know, you're always going to feel. But it's weird. You know, it's not a person. It's not nothing. It's kind of a member of your family, you know?
Right. No, I'm terrified for the day where I lose Snowball. As much as as crazy as a cat as Snowball has been for me, you know, it's
right.
It's my first cat. You know, it's my first cat that I've had. That's just been mine. Right. Nobody else's cat. She moved. She's now moved with me three times. You know, she moved to Albuquerque, back from Albuquerque to the Plaza, now back out to here. And so, you know, she's been through it. She's been my, of my adulthood, I've always had this cat. So it'll be, you know, a sad moment.
We don't talk about the cat much other than just when she makes the random appearances, but
right.
She was a true stray. She literally showed up on our front porch during a snowstorm, came in the front door,
mm-hmm.
and was extremely skittish. Couldn't touch her. You have a she had a broken tail.
Yep.
You took her to the vet and found out she has a pellet in her. Somebody shot her with a pellet gun, right?
Yeah, she's got like a metal BB that's like right next. It's in her. It's just kind of next to her lung. And the doctor's like, well, it's not causing any harm. And it, you know, it caused more harm to get in there and do surgery. She's not showing any discomfort from it. So they've left
and
it.
And she is now a normal cat. She will let you pet her. She'll jump up on your lap. She sleeps with mm-hmm. you guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's quite an origin story with your cat. And yeah, I don't. That did cross my mind this week that that's going to be really tough for you guys.
Yeah,
the girls just went through it with a cat that mm-hmm. we've had Stanley.
Yeah,
12-13 years, and
yeah,
it hurts. It hurts, yeah. No question. Right.
What I always tell people with Snowball, I was like, you know, I love that cat a ton, and I will go on to love other cats a ton, but I'm not sure another cat will love me as much as that cat loves me. You know,
I think she appreciates what you did for her.
Right.
I think, you know, you saved her from an awful, awful existence. So,
right. Yeah. Very so. But yeah. So, okay. Missing, you know, not having Milt. Also tough. RIP to Milt Dog. He didn't care for me much at all. But
I know you have real empathy and sympathy for me, but he hated you. There's no question about it.
I've resisted sending this in the family group chat. There's a picture of somebody, and it's a meme that goes around whenever somebody passes away was disliked or something, where it's an old Instagram picture, and it's a guy dressed up with sunglasses on and a suit, and he's like showing up to my hater's funeral just to make sure he's gone or something. I sent that to Sawyer. I said, can I make a joke? She's like, okay.
No.
Sent that to her. No. I was like, I'm not going to send that anywhere close to you guys, but I said to Sawyer, she was like, she's like, he did not like you at all. And I was like, yeah, no, but yes. Purely joke, purely, and just, yeah. But. So
let's talk about what we're going to do. Let's talk about what we're going to do in the future. My goal is simple, Truman. It's to get back on the track. That's it. To get back to eating the way I know I need to. So that's my goal. My goal is simple.
We're flipping that switch. You know what I'm saying? That's what we've been saying. We've been talking about it for so long. Flipping that switch. And that's... I think that's where I'm at right now. I think it's funny because we have these times where we kind of take off where I'm like, okay, yeah, it sucks kind of, you know, getting up and right now, and I'm tired, and I've, you know, been out of town. I've been traveling. I've been doing all this stuff. It's like, all right, well, I don't have as much time to work out, so I won't work out. It's right. I just won't make it a priority this week. And then it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to eat a little crappy because I'm traveling. I'm on the road. And then you do all this stuff. You're like, dude, I feel like shit. I do not feel like my best person. And you notice other things start to slip. You know, I'm not as present. I'm not as happy. I'm not as energetic throughout the day. I'm not getting as much work done. I'm not, you know, and you're like, oh, dude. And so, you know, it sucks. Again, we've talked about this, I think, in the past, but it's like, man, when I am doing stuff that's destructive to me, I fall into destructive patterns all around, and that's just it's not where I want to be. It's not what I want to be doing.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, there's no question. We went out for a big breakfast, and I'm trying to think what I had. We had Mexican breakfast. Mm-hmm. I had chilaquiles, which is eggs over chips, basically, with rice and beans.
Yeah.
And I ate that in the morning and came back, and man, I was nodding off at my desk about 2 hours later.
Yeah.
And even though I was stuffed after that meal, like 4 hours, 5 hours later, I was hungry, just hungry as hell. And if I'd eaten a mm-hmm. high protein breakfast like I usually do,
mm-hmm.
I can go 10, 11 hours without eating, not really even think about it. So
yeah,
the difference is absolutely noticeable. No question about it.
Well, and I don't know if you have this feeling, but I've started to have this feeling where I go, oh, you know, like, okay, Friday, what am I going to do? I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to have a little Friday morning fast food breakfast. And then you realize, you know, I don't really get joy from this anymore. This food doesn't make me happy to eat a ginormous burrito and feel like shit for the rest of the day and feel greasy and laid and rolled down, or I had a soda that's sitting in the back of my throat I thought this was going to make me feel better, but it really doesn't. And that's hard. It's hard to adjust to.
Yeah. I mean, that temporary rush or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that enjoyment that you get from that food. It's short lived, and man, it is unpleasant afterwards. Just,
yeah,
that's not even talking about just the guilt itself,
right?
Because you feel like shit physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So, very little good can be said about it for sure.
You know, it's actually funny that you mentioned good. Very little good. I want to take this time. We did this at the beginning of the show last year, where we had a mom's minute where she talked about setting realistic goals.
Right.
And mom has a way of setting goals that I have kind of adapted in a lot of ways. She uses the good, better, best goals, right?
Right.
Here's a good goal. Here's a better goal. Here's the best goal possible. I think for this show, you know, when we started this show, I said, okay, my good goal is I don't get any bigger than I am now, right?
Right.
And I think my better goal was being about right around here. I want to say it was about 240, 250, somewhere in here. Getting back to the weight I was when I was in Albuquerque, I think is what I was saying, which is I'm about at my good goal or my better goal here. But, you know, I said my best goal is obviously being under 200 pounds. So I think, you know, now that we have, okay, here's what a realistic season looked like. What'd we do? I lost 24 and a half pounds. You lost, I believe it was 23 and a half pounds.
All right.
Yes. 25 pounds, 24 pounds for you. So let's do good, better, best goals based on that.
Okay.
I'll go first. I think good goal for me, where I'll be like, okay, this season was at least somewhat of a success, is 10 pounds. I don't think you can say, okay, I'm definitely going to, you know, I think we'd all love to say, okay, well, every year I'm going to lose 25 pounds. Maybe that's not, you know what? How about this? 12 and a half pounds. Actually, no, sorry. Nope, I'm going even bigger on my better. Okay. Being under 240. Good goal. 17 pounds. Good. Under 240. My better goal? I think it's 220, which is 37 pounds. Obviously, I mean, that'd be a huge jump. It means I focused all the way in. And of course, the best goal, I mean, same as the best goal last year. If everything goes right, I mean, and we really hunker down, focus in, no setbacks, no nothing, you know, just grind it away. I find something that really works. Under 200, 57 pounds down. That's my best goal. And we stop the show, right? It's over. Show's done once that happens. So, but yeah, and I'm ready for yours, Scott. After our screens seem to have flipped, I'll get that worked out.
I would have to, for good, you know, and you're talking about losing 18 pounds. That's a pound and a half a month. You know, that doesn't
scratch your itch. That doesn't move your needle.
Would put me at 290. You know, let's say 25 pounds would be my good goal. That's 2 pounds a month.
Right.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this mathematically, Truman.
Okay.
25 pounds a month, or 2 pounds a month, 25 pounds down. That puts me at 283.5, right?
Yeah. Maybe just do a little round. Maybe round it down to 280, huh?
All right. That's fine. So
that's my sales guy math. Sorry, let's round it up. Yeah,
that's a 2 pounds a month. Yeah. So let's go 4 pounds a month, which would be, let's call it 50.
Okay.
Let's call it 50 down. That puts me at 58. So let's say 60 there, 260.
Okay.
And then my best goal would be 8 pounds a month. That's 2 pounds a week, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
4.3 weeks in a month when you average it all out, but it's not important now. And that would put me down 96 pounds.
Yeah.
Which would be 208 plus 4, so 212.8, so let's call it 210.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So.
So you're so it's 280, 260, 210.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's ambitious, and we've rounded a little bit. It's not exact, but
right.
Yeah, I think those are reasonable goals. I mean, you know, if you can't lose 2 pounds a month at my size, I'm not sure what I'm doing here. You know,
absolutely.
So that was because, you know, last year was kind of disappointing. We, you know, lost focus for a while. Anyway, you know, the backstory. Yeah.
But learn and let live. This is what this show is for realistic weight loss, right? This isn't perfect. Nope. We're not perfect. Nope. We're flawed individuals. We talked about this. You know, the reason we started the show is nobody knows diets like fat guys know diets. And you know why? Because we lose the weight, we put the weight back on, and then we put on more weight. We end up heavier. It's part of the reason we're still doing this show is so we don't do that shit again, you know? That's part of it.
Although, I will say a small victory. I weigh about the same as I did when I was in Los Angeles, which was 1998 to 2000. So
right about the time I was born.
Right after that, yeah.
About a Truman's length is how long it's been since you've weighed this much.
Right. About 25 years I've mm-hmm. kept the same weight. So, you know, there's been some massive fluctuations. I've been about 35 pounds lighter, and I've been 50 pounds. I've been 75 pounds heavier.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it hasn't been a smooth journey, but I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, yeah, I remember what I weighed when I was out there. So anyway, yeah. I'm ready for a new season. I have a thing that really works for me when I put my foot down. This 50 carbs, 20 grams of sugar. It's a powerhouse. It's an absolute powerhouse. Mm-hmm. I eat a lot of delicious food, and the weight comes right off. So that's it. The switch was dimmed. I had a dimmer. I didn't realize it. I thought I had it on off. So we turned the dimmer down the last couple of weeks, but I'm ready to get back on and flip that switch for real.
I think I'm gonna try to have a simple, my simple motto for this season is going to be, does this make me feel like shit? Okay. Right. Stop doing that then. I think that's legitimately going to be how I have to think about things, where it's like, okay, if I have these taquitos for breakfast, will this make me feel like shit? Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's move on. Let's find something else to drink. If I have this soda right now while we're just sitting here watching a movie, will I feel like shit? Yes, right. I will. Okay, yeah, okay. You know, but, and that allows, you know, sometimes it'll be like, okay, we're out with some friends. We're moving around. What if I have a soda instead of having a beer? Okay, you know, I'll probably feel all right, you know? And so,
right.
But I think it's, you know, listen to your body and say, okay, will this, you know, it's like what is it, the lady on Netflix, the anti-hoarder lady. It's, does this bring me joy? It doesn't.
Maria Conte.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I read that book. It's an interesting philosophy. It really is.
Yeah.
But yes, the asking yourself, does this bring you joy or is it useful?
Mm-hmm.
Is very important for keeping your life decluttered. No question. Now, after all my intonations and all my good words about what I'm going to do, you and I are going to eat shrimp tomorrow night. I might have some potatoes. I might even have one of those delicious desserts. So
maybe one.
I'm gonna call tomorrow the official stop of the dim period.
Well, it's almost Good I'm Friday,
gonna,
right?
I'm not gonna go crazy. I'm not Friday. It's good bread Friday. And stupid shit.
Yeah,
but I will have a little food there. So anyway, good times. I'm ready to rock and roll. My goal for next week would be to, since we're going to dip a little bit tomorrow, I'd like to be down a pound and a half. I'd like to be in the 100 and the 307.3 range, somewhere in that neck of the woods.
So. I'd like to be back down under 255. I should be able to work out tomorrow. I should be able to get back. I gave myself a little bit of a pass on working out just because I had important business meetings and was trying to sleep in and still catch up from not getting enough sleep on the bachelor party and stuff. So. There was stuff where I was like, listen, I need to just catch up on my sleep and get my sleep schedule back right. And now, okay, now I'm just sleeping in and being lazy. I got to get up and go work out now. Now we're ready.
All right.
Let's take it back.
All right.
Tired of feeling like shit.
Fair enough. All right. Sounds good, bud.
All right.
Okay. There you go.
Ready to turn it back on. Ready to flip that switch. Ready to get back in it. This season, committing to more guests, having more guests on, please let us know if you'd like to be on. I think we're going to try to get more Mom's Minutes again. We're going to try to get more guests on. We're just going to try to widen out our horizons, help this show grow, help this get in front of more eyes, help and get more feedback. I mean, that's what's important about this show is that we don't really care what this show looks like. This show could be whatever anybody who watches this wants it to be. You guys say, hey, why don't they do this on this show?
Yeah. She talked about doing a Mom's Minute live, like having her on as a guest, and I think that's a great idea.
That'd be great. Oh, you guys could come over here one time, honestly. Come over on a Thursday night, hang out on the couch, hang out in the chairs. It'd be kind of fun.
Sit on the couch of doom.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We can do the whole dang thing, you know?
We'll just do it live.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll do it live. Yeah. All right.
All right, son. Have a great week. I guess I'll probably see you tomorrow.
Of course. Yes. It sounds like we don't have anything going on, so we're going to do it. We got to go buy Owen a birthday gift, but he doesn't watch this show anyway, so he doesn't know. If you guys want to see more from us, at Steam Machine, at Steamroller, YouTube.com, Open Disaster Productions. If you guys are listening on Spotify, you can watch on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube and you'd rather not see our face, listen to it on Spotify. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Again, give us all the stuff. Give us all the reviews. Give us what you want to happen. Let us know what you want to happen. We'll try to, and you know, again, we'll try to keep spreading the word and getting out there.
Our goal is to be all things to all people, so don't be shy. Put those suggestions in the comments.
Yeah. Weight loss is not there's not a single way to do it, or everybody would be skinny all the time because it was so simple and there's just listen to the one thing. I guess there is one way to do it. Less food in, more energy burned. That's it.
There you go.
Let's get it done. All right. Scott, appreciate you for being here. Dad, I love you. Appreciate it. Looking forward to another season. Everybody, we appreciate you being here. Even the believers, the dreamers, even the fat guys. We'll see you next week. And for the rest of the season, here's the good, better, best goals.
Bye. Okay, everybody.